Buzz Davis is a former Vietnam-era Army officer who is more than a little upset with President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney.
When we can have an administration that abuses the rule of law to this degree, we are in very serious trouble.
So when Davis, who lives in Stoughton, was contacted by Bush opponents in Wisconsin Rapids, he organized a petition drive which got a referendum on the city's November ballot. It calls for Congress to begin an impeachment investigation of the president and vice president.
For Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney, their high crimes are three: wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, illegal, torture, illegal, and wiretapping, illegal. And those are high crimes.
Davis believes that Bush and Cheney violated their oath to uphold the Constitution by engaging in illegal activity. It's a position that Republican spokesman Kevin Hermaning disputes.
I think it's a ridiculous position to hold, that simply because the President of the United States asked Congress for the ability to commit troops in defense of the policies of his administration and our country, that suddenly a group of people would want him to be impeached about it.
Hermaning doesn't believe the impeachment referendum belongs on a local municipal ballot. But UW Stevens Point political science professor Dennis Riley says he's seen it happen before.
As a younger, much younger man, I voted on a bring the troops home referendum from Vietnam.
And like Vietnam, another long, unpopular war has, in Riley's view, provided the passion that led to this referendum.
They usually involve something as attention-grabbing as a war that drags on and people begin to be dissatisfied, frustrated, they're angry, and they want to be heard.
The impeachment measure faces an uphill climb in Wisconsin Rapids. One city resident, identified as Don, called up a Wisconsin public radio talk show to say he would be voting no, even though he's angry with the president.
And I voted for Bush, but I don't like a lot of things he has done. I'm mad as hell at him. But impeachment is the last thing on my books, because that's going to, you know, detract away from all the important things that we want to get accomplished from our government. That's basically the way I feel.
Republican Kevin Hermaning hopes that sentiment prevails.
I really do believe that if the ballot initiative passes, it will be a stain on the citizenry of Wisconsin Rapids, who are pretty sage and wise people.
But for Buzz Davis, the fact that the impeachment question is even on the ballot is itself a victory. And Davis says it may lead to more ballot initiatives this coming spring.
This will be an encouragement for many other communities in Wisconsin to hopefully put a similar ballot in the April election, so that we can continue to put pressure on the Congress and on our legislators, and that we wish to restore the rule of law to our nation.
Davis says that even if the question is voted down in Wisconsin Rapids, the organizers who got it on the ballot will continue their efforts for impeachment. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.